Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where we share in 12 steps for your business to start the new year off right. Listen in with our host, Matt Halloran, as he discusses these important tips with some very special guests.
All right, Joe, we are halfway through after the end of this podcast. Today is podcast 6 of 12, and it's called Mindset is the Game. I'm just going to turn this over to you because we've already been leading up to this, right? I think our listeners know, okay, we're going to have to talk about mindset at some point, and we're going to talk about it right now. So explain to me where we're going with today's podcast.
Excellent, Matt. So, you know, in my 25 years of doing what I do with Just Advisors, it's become apparent to me that what really holds a human being back in this industry is not education, it's not lack of systems, it's not lack of opportunity. It's kind of how they approach things. So, you know, their thinking, their internal dialogue, their self-image, what they believe, what's important to them, the whole mindset thing. And as I said in a previous podcast, 80% mindset, 20% mechanics. Now, as an industry, and this is where I'll probably throw some shade on the industry, if you look at a lot of the training that goes on in our space and everything else, it's really geared around technical knowledge, which is great. You need to be smart if you're an advisor. And then, you know, practice management, yes, you need systems, right? But at the end, where do we handle the human being, right? And that's like been a very taboo, you know, subject for many, many years, because let's face it, we operate in a very ego-driven industry, right? If somebody doesn't have somewhat of an ego, it's not likely they're going to be successful long-term because they won't get through the rejection factor, right? So if anybody's around for a while, you're going to have some level of ego, whether you want to admit it to yourself or not, that's fine. It does exist. So when I look at somebody and they're not succeeding, right, here's what I normally hear. Well, I got to get my business to this. You know, if I can just get my people organized, you know, it's always about these outside factors. I say, well, wait a second. What about you? Who do you need to become? You know, who do you need to evolve into? And that's like, wait, everybody pumps the brakes on that one. I said, what are you talking about? I said, well, your current business right now is a reflection of your past mindset. If you want your future business to change, you must alter your current mindset. Is that something you're open to doing? Because if I get a no, or I'm good, or I got no problems, then we go nowhere. Like, hey, rule number one, if you can't admit you need to make some changes, brother, there's nothing we can do for you. And so that's the first thing. We got to have the honest conversation, right? So once I get a yeah, okay, then we get into, well, you know, then we get into the work. And this is where this is the big differential in my work than any of my colleagues. You know, I spend a lot of time here. And look, the reason why most coaches don't go there, it's not cookie cutter. It's emotionally draining. And you got to believe and dig in with people. You just can't say, hey, go do this and you'll figure it out. You got to be alongside of them. And so what I found is that, you know, if you think about our industry, this is the ultimate personal development industry. This is the ultimate personal development business. Your bank account, your level of success is directly tied to how you develop yourself as a person, because you are the core product. And that has got to be, if you don't get that, if anything get out of this today, you know, in this session here, understand the man or woman in the mirror is the product, not your planning process, not your broker dealer, not your custodian, not anything else. You are the prime product.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking. I'm processing everything that you have there, because that was such a huge nugget there, Joe. I mean, that right there, that's probably the most powerful thing you said so far.
No, I appreciate that. You know, and what's fascinating about that, Matt, is it's overlooked by most advisors. I mean, you know, you think about, okay, hey, what does it take to be successful? You know, if I was in a room of 100 advisors, I'd say, tell me what you need to do to double your business, right? And I'm going to hear things like, I need more marketing, or I need more clients, or I need more support, I need this. I'm going to have very few people raise their hand and say, you know what, I need to evolve. I need to change. I need to take myself to the next level. Whether that is you need to be a better salesperson, a better leader, you know, better organized, get out of your own head trash, whatever we need to do, right? And that's where the work is. And that's where I think a lot of my colleagues fall down. because the simplest thing to do is do practice management. There's 1,000 practice management guys and gals running around. And look, and a lot of them do a great job, so I'm not saying that. But just remember, that's 20% of the equation, not the 80% of the equation.
That was one of the things I was really happy about working with Ron Carson and the team at Peak was that everybody was supposed to start off with that self-exploration. They called it blueprinting. And it was my favorite part of being a coach. I liked the messy, emotional kind of, you know, well, really messy stuff. And that is why, Joe, you really hit that spot on. You know, it's not, hey, find this CRM and implement this, or here's some systems and implement this, which is very clean and kind of detached as a coach or a consultant. What you're talking about is being, is you're okay with the uncomfortable. So let's talk a little bit more about forcing yourself or putting yourself more into that, getting really truly out of your comfort zone. Would you mind giving us some questions or techniques that you use to help people when they look in the mirror realize that they do need to make change and it's okay to be uncomfortable?
Right. I think that's excellent. I think the first thing to your commentary, all change is uncomfortable, right? So the question becomes, do we want to control it or not? So, you know, there's negative change, right? That's externally forced and makes a human being uncomfortable, or there's internal change that is forced and it makes a human being uncomfortable. The internal change is change for the better. The external change, well, it might be for the better, it might be for the worse, right? But the bottom line is, you know, we're always evolving, we're always changing. There's no such thing as the status quo in this industry. And to your comment, it's easier to sleep in than get up an hour early to do a morning ritual. It's easier to just show up in the office and not have a daily game plan. It's easier to just fluff conversations with your clients and not really ask the important questions like, are we serving you well? Is there anything else we can be doing for you? Do you know anyone else we can help? You know, that takes energy and effort. That's the work, right? So the easiest thing to do is to just coast, right? Spend some time in your office, sit on your butt, watch some TV or CNBC in the office, take some phone calls and fluff through. And you can make a couple $100,000 doing that. And if that's your vision, hey, I'm not here to throw shade on that. But if you desire more, you have to be willing to do the reps, right? So the reps are the morning ritual, the daily game plan, the mental diet, the self-discovery, the blueprinting, all those things. So by desire, by nature, that's uncomfortable. And what gets a lot of guys and gals in this industry kind of twisted a little bit, you just can't stroke a check and fix it, right? So I need marketing. All right, I'm going to go hire a top advisor and I'm going to go stroke a check and I'm going to go market now, right? I got that fixed. I need people. I'm going to go hire somebody to go recruit for me and we'll stroke a check. I'm going to get people there, right? So stroke a check, stroke a check, stroke a check. This one, well, you have to stroke a check, but you also have to do the work yourself, right? And that's where you've got to be uncomfortable by being honest with yourself. So many advisors, like so many human beings, will ignore the facts that are in front of them. And if you're ignoring that, it's going to be a problem, right? So the first order is be honest with yourself. Hey, you want to BS everybody else, that's cool. You don't BS yourself. We need absolute honesty here. Where are you truly not where you need to be, right? And quite frankly, the only way a person gets there is one or two paths. Number one, they wake up one day and they say, enough's enough. They get inspired. I'm good at what I do, but I know I want to be great, and it's time. And everybody gets up some point in their life and they know it's time, whether it's, you know, when they're 20 or 80, it happened. The second piece is they either wake up one day and they say, I'm tired of mediocrity, I'm tired of scarcity, I'm tired of being 90 days away from being out of this business, I must change, right? Either way is fine, I don't care what the driver is, but they've got to come to that fundamental why in the road that says, this cannot continue and it's really about me. You are in our space here, we are the ultimate creators of our environment. And that's what's beautiful about our business. Right, Matt, is that you can take a blank sheet of canvas and create anything you want. And the problem is you got to know what you want, right? Otherwise, you end up creating a job. And I think that's one of the big challenges that we have. We have a lot of people that make some decent money, but at the end of the day, they have a job and they have that job psychology, which is not a good thing.
And creating what you want, not what somebody else has created, is vital, correct?
Yes. I mean, this has to be, again, getting back to this has to be in your vision that has a presupposition we actually have a vision, right? If our vision is to just pay the bills, well, that's the business you create. If your vision is, man, if I can just make 100 grand a year, 150 grand a year, that's exactly the vision you want. If your vision is to run a $1 billion RIA, hey, that's a vision too. And guess what? They're all possible.
Are there any books, any TED Talks, anything that you use personally or you have clients go to maybe kind of grease the skids a little bit, get them a little bit more loose to accept this mindset?
Great question. So, you know, again, my background is with the Tony Robbins organization. So I will freely admit I have a bias there. So, you know, I think every human being should go through Personal Power or UPW from Tony. I just think, you know, it's one of the best things I think any human being to do. All my children went through it. They're going to go through it again. We kind of go through it as a family. I think anytime you can do that, it's a really, really good idea. So I think that's a good place. But, you know, just in personal development in general, it's like food, right? Different tastes for different people. So the only thing I would say is find somebody that you resonate with, that you go, hey, you know, I like the way that person writes or talks or their videos or whatever. And you got to start drinking their Kool-Aid, right? I think that's super, super important. Make these distinctions. You know, the reality is you cannot make change until you recognize change has to happen. So for, I think, a lot of your listeners, just in these episodes here, you know, we're talking about, you know, change and evolution and things like that and different kind of nuggets. And my goal is to just make you aware. You know, if you're not aware of something, how can you fix it? How can you improve it if you're just blinded to it, right? So I think the first thing is, hey, awareness. And this is why it's so important. This is, you know, probably maybe the last distinction for this episode is stop. I think every advisor has got to stop trying to fix their business. I think they need to do is fix themselves first and then fix the business. Because at the end of the day, like I said, your current business is a reflection of your past psychology. Your future business is going to be a reflection of your current psychology. So if your current psychology is the same psychology you had a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, well, why the heck would you expect anything to change? Nothing will. There might be a little variance here and there, but nothing is going to blow the doors off anything. So, you know, rule number one is if you want to double your business or triple your business or quadruple it or 10x it, then you better take a good look in the mirror and say, okay, what human, and this is part of our, by the way, this is part of the business planning process. What kind of person and professional do you need to evolve into? Do you need more organized? Do you need more energetic? Do you need to be 100 pounds lighter? Do you need to have a wardrobe? Do you need to have a different viewpoint? You know, what's going to be the ultimate you? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to matter, right? That, you know, I'm a builder of men and women. The practices come along for the ride. But at the end of it, you know, that's the case. You must build the man and the woman, and then they'll build their business.
The ultimate journey is a journey, yes, within, right? And that's what you're talking about. You know, Joe, I think you've done an amazing job so far showing really truly what the differences are between what you do and what other people have done. But today was my major epiphany. I've known you for a while, and I followed your work for a while, but today I think you really clarified what, you know, why your process works so incredibly well. And next, we're going to be attacking vision. So are there any other closing thoughts before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I think one thing, you know, I almost like to leave it with the question because I think those are always little coaching moments, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll ask the question again. As I last episode, look in the mirror. Hey, next time you're in front of a mirror, which is pretty much at some point every day, look, just take about 30 seconds and just stare at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, who is the person that I need to become in order to have my ultimate vision? Who do I need to evolve to? Because here's the thing. Either you believe you can or you believe you can't. Either way, you're right.
And with that, thank you very much, Joe, for your time again today.
Matt, my pleasure as always. Thank you.
All right. So we are halfway done. That was podcast episode number 6. And soon we're going to be doing episode 7 in these 12 days of marketing with Joe Lucas with business planning. If you have not done a business plan, marketing does not work as well. If you have no idea where you're going and if you have no idea who you want to be inside and outside, both what your clients see and what you see in the mirror, you have to do what Joe's talking about to make sure that you have clarity, focus, and direction. We'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life
through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.